Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
In the middle of our street.
It has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Our house
is a very
underwater house.
It's a yellow submarine.
Our house is an underwater street.
You'll be buried near the street.
All right. A bunch of people on the phones who can be helpful. Lots of you texted in. We're talking about the Bank of America amnesty. What do you call it? Loan forgiveness?
Mortgage relief.
Modification. Right? Yeah.
$25 billion, of which 11 point something they pay. Only thing is, a lot of people don't qualify. We have several mortgage loan officers. Then we have a bunch of people that tried to refi with Bank of America. Maybe someone who's just about to lose her home. Wow. Who do you want to talk to first?
Well, how just about? I mean, are they
let's talk to the person who's just about to lose her home because we may...
they might unplug the phone any minute. Now.
It's Amy in Olympia. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm wishing I was a Bank of America customer right now. Basically, our scenario is that my husband was active duty military in and out of Iraq for 10 years. And when he got off active duty orders, the military didn't bother to pay us for 2.5 months, and we got behind on our mortgage. And when I called the bank, as I'd been talking with them anyway, and I said, look, I'm still not getting a paycheck. Is there any programs that are available to save us?
Wait a minute. So it was our government that was late paying you.
Yes. They didn't pay us our last paychecks that my husband had earned and our separation pay. And so we fell behind. And then at that point, I asked for help from our bank, and they sent us out information. There is programs that they, will help you with, but you have to be 120 days behind before you can even apply.
So they were telling you to stop paying for even longer at that point.
Yes. And so then, I didn't have any money anyway, so why not? And so I applied for those, and they came back within a month and told us they were not going to help us. And I don't think they ever had any intention of helping us in the first place. And the crazy thing is...
So are they going to... They wanted you to get 120 days behind so they could take the house back? Is that what you think?
I don't know that they want the house back. There's so many houses they're taking back. I just don't know that the programs really even work. I mean, our house is getting ready to go up for auction in the beginning of August, and they're willing to take somebody else's money and at a reduced rate because our house, we owe $200,000 on our mortgage. Our house is now worth only $103,000. Mm. They're not going to get $200,000 on it, but they won't lower it for us and let us stay.
Yeah. What's the name of this fine bank?
Home Street Bank. It's a local Puget Sound bank.
Wow.
And what's the name of the military, the country that has the not paid you? What was the United States of America.
That's the one. Boy.
It's the Air Force.
The Air Force. The U.S. Air Force. Okay. I'm going to try and get you some help. Has anybody talked to someone of importance in government or at the Air Force on your behalf, Amy?
I've talked to several different institutions trying to, work our way out of this mess. And from what I'm learning from them is that they're getting phone calls from people all the time from all branches of military people that are getting home from Iraq and Afghanistan, getting out of the military and then not getting paid right away, and they're falling behind on all of their bills, including their homes, and they're losing their homes. We have thousands of men and women that are coming back that are losing their homes right now.
Eric, if you have a second, Eric, is this one of those things where we could call a politician, maybe a senator or somebody, and say, this ain't right. Our government is not paying people who served their country. Then they're losing their homes.
I could call Jim McDermott if you like.
You know, he takes our call.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Douglas has removed us from his speed dial.
I heard that. Thanks, Joe.
I think it's worth a shot. Amy, this just sounds too politically stupid not to take, because this is are you sure this is caused by the government being late in its payments to you for your husband's service in Iraq?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have been on time. Be honest with me.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. Hang on. Let's see what we can do. Maybe nothing. Maybe we'll just call Jesse over at King 5 and hand this one to him.
You don't call Jesse. You get Jesse.
You get Jesse. That just seems ridiculous. This whole thing seems ridiculous. But Sandra in Sammamish also tried a refi. And Sandra, what did they tell you?
Well, this started about 3 years ago. I had rolled over some money from a last sale of my home previously. So I had a huge down payment. Matter of fact, I put half down.
So you bought a house with half down just before the crash?
Uh-huh.
Ouch.
Well, it was kind of on the cusp of starting, but not really in the throes of it. So, you know, it was kind of like a handshake almost here. You know, here's half down, and okay, we'll give you, you know, 7% interest rate, and you know, your payments will be such and such a month and all.
7%.
Is this a contract you did with the seller?
No. This is the Bank of America.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. I wanna see what the situation. I'm gonna guess what the situation is. Now you're with Bank of America. You're still at 7%, and they won't refi because the house has lowered in value so much that you can't refi it at a lower rate. True or false?
Well, you're close. I had tried to refi a few times, and they said no because I could only guess that it was because I was at a 7% interest rate, and they just didn't want to do it because obviously they were making money.
They're making money on you, and you're making your payments on time.
And making my payments on time. And they gave me some really silly reasons at first. And then it started getting increasingly harder as the economy got worse.
Did you ever try to go to a different bank to refi your home? Why didn't you go to a competitor?
Well, you know, I never really went that route. I can't really tell you. I guess I was just trying with my own bank. I had a home loan with them before and really never had any kind of...
And I've had lots of great loans with Bank of America, and I've never had a bad experience with Bank of America, and I don't think it's necessarily them. It's a system-wide situation. But go competitively. Go to other banks.
Right. They've got no incentive to lower your rate. They've already got your money.
What was the reason they gave you that they couldn't lower your rate?
They said that they gave me all kinds of different reasons after a while.
One was it because you were white and you drove in a nice SUV? Did they say that?
Actually, it's probably what, you know, they probably thought that they had other people that were in more dire circumstances. But what I want to say is, Spike, you are absolutely right. Do not ever fall behind on your payments, because if you do, your credit will be destroyed, and it is much, much harder to repair your credit than it is to scrape up enough money to make your home mortgage payment.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Here's Becky. She is a mortgage loan officer, one of several that we have on the phone. Becky, you'll be on first. What say you to the masses?
Well, I just want to comment on kind of the other side of things. This is not towards anybody who's laid off or struggling to make their mortgage payment. This is more towards the group of people that have decided that, you know, they can make their payments, but why should I? Because all these other people are buying, you know, I'm paying $2,000 a month for a certain size house, and my friends are buying same size house, and their mortgage payment's $1,000. Why, you know, they're seeing it as a bad investment, and now they're dumping it, not because they can't make the payment, but because, you know, why, you know, I'm better off renting. And they're taking, you know, the hit to their credit, knowing that in a few years it will repair. It doesn't take as long as people think to repair your credit. And this is causing a ripple effect, and it's actually making it harder for the people who really need it, because the more this happens, I mean, as you can see, there's a snowball effect.
Yep.
It's harder to help the people that really need it. I mean, the banks are losing money. by doing this.
Banks are losing money. Actually, bank stocks have done very well
doing
in the
great.
Last year. I mean, they lost money back in 2008, but financials are generally doing pretty good.
I'm saying that when, you know, they have a mortgage that an investor counted on making a certain interest rate at, and the more they modify it, they're not making the money. I'm not having any.
You're saying, though, sounds like when they stop robbing you, they take less in.
Well, I'm just saying that it has an effect on, you know, they're modifying all these loans, and I'm not talking about refinances.
Yeah.
That's different.
All right. So, are you familiar? I gotta ask. Are you familiar with the Bank of America program at all that we were talking about?
Somewhat. I've been getting bits and pieces of it, but we don't associate with them anymore.
All right. Thank you.
Our company.
All right. I gotta take some other calls. Thank you, Becky. Eric has been trying to get someone from Bank of America on the phone. Has anybody agreed to come on with us?
Not yet. We're still working.
We're a little hungover.
Are you having trouble finding them in the white pages or?
Well, I've been calling certain numbers, and it's the strangest thing. The calls are dropping. It's weird. And I don't know if it's our end.
You know where they are. They're in America, right?
Oh, yeah.
Easy to find.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a lot of them.
And presumably some of them were listening to our program and could have called in, right?
Oh, sure.
Sure. We have lots of other mortgage officers.
Yeah.
Saw this thing online yesterday. Bank of America, you know, they have to foreclose on a lot of properties. They foreclosed on one of their branches, local strip mall. That had a Bank of America branch in it.
It was foreclosed.
Got foreclosed on, so the Bank of America had to leave.
Actually, I've seen that. I've seen mortgage offices get foreclosed on for banks, which is kind of amusing in a sense. Let's see. Who is this? Is this Carolee?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I have a pretty strong opinion about everything that we've been talking about today. And first of all, I'd like to say the first caller, Amy, that called in with the military, I think that is just a crying shame that we treat our military employees that way and that we make things so difficult on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally disagree with this Bank of America buyout program because, like Becky says, there is a lot of people that are taking advantage of this just to lower their mortgage and whether they can pay it or not. And I know quite a few people that are just saying, you know, I'm upside down in my mortgage. My house is worth less than I paid for it, so I'm going to walk away. And as far as I'm concerned, that's just a ridiculous way to think because you bought the house, you bought it to live in, and unless your intention was to sell it or something tragic has happened in your life and you need to sell it, it doesn't make any difference what it's worth. It's still the house you bought. It's still the home you live in. And unless you've lost your job, had some tragic health problem, or had some unforeseeable reason where you couldn't pay that mortgage and needed to refinance, then it doesn't matter what it's worth. Keep paying the payments and sit there and suck it up.
Suck it up for the rest of humanity.
Well, your home was getting more valuable, you didn't go to your bank and have your mortgage limit raised because your house was
depreciated.
Yes, you
did, actually. They called that a refi.
Well, no. That's not what I'm saying.
When you took your
mortgage out and your house was worth $300,000, but next a year later it's worth $450,000, your bank didn't raise your principal because
you went and you bought out you bought a new mortgage on it. Yeah, and a lot of people did. All right, you and I disagree, Carolee, but you agree with Spike on principle that you keep making your payments. So thank you for that. Chris in Bothell, her mortgage is with B of A and it's underwater. Do you qualify for this, Chris?
I don't because I have been making my payments.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm that pocket of person. I bought my house 4.5 years ago, so yes, underwater at this point. I tried to refi with B of A. I tried to loan mod with B of A, and they said no. I didn't qualify for any of the programs, and I can't. And I've had a lot of people say to me, "Just stop making your payments." And my immediate response is, "Well, first of all, my father would roll over in his grave."
That's what Spike said, by the way.
Yeah, I can't do it. That's not how I was raised.
You know, my dad hasn't moved at all in a number of years. If he rolled over, I don't think that would be a bad thing.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I mean, just note to the last caller, I don't feel like because I'm responsible.
What would it take to make him stand up?
Right. Okay. Full moon.
I mean,
sorry.
I don't think I should. It's such a catch-22. Yes, yeah. There are people out there that need
I know.
To help.
And here's the problem. You people who have this integrity, I totally admire the integrity. But what you're missing is that it's a business transaction. There's a difference between personal and business. I wouldn't rip off my brother. I wouldn't rip off anybody. But when I've been ripped off and a business transaction and the businesses that ripped me off were in collusion and, in fact, are being investigated by the federal government, to me, walking away is a business transaction on my part.
If you buy a stock and it tanks, you kind of walk away by virtue of the fact that you got, you know, you got duped. If you buy a house and it tanks.
But a home has always held a special place in people's hearts, and they believe it's where the heart is, in fact.
Well, plus a mortgage is a contract. So a lot of people feel like they put their name on this paper. They put a contract. The contract says, I will pay this, and in exchange, I can have this.
If you have a contract with someone and they turn out to be the mob, should you feel guilty? I mean, you should definitely hide.
Change your name and hide, yeah.
Moving's good.
Move to North Carolina.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I have another mortgage officer, don't I? Scott in Bellevue is a mortgage professional. Scott, what do you do?
No, I'm William.
Oh, William. Excuse me, William. I'm going to come right back to you. I want Scott first. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Well, I just, my frustration when I hear these programs that have come out is, I've been doing this for now 12 years, and part of the frustration is back in the heyday when everyone's equity was growing in their house, you know, each month it was going up like ridiculously. You know, these homeowners were refinancing on an average every 18 months.
Yeah.
When a lot of them had 24-month prepayment penalties. And so what that means was they were willing to take a penalty to refinance to get more equity out of their house to go ahead and go buy that new boat and that stuff. And they did all this stuff. So as much as we blame the banks, I also, you know, when are Americans responsible for them making a lot of these mistakes?
And I believe you should blame the old people who send money to bail their grandchildren out of jail when they get duped, too. You should blame the old people. They were stupid. They should have listened to the attorney general. They shouldn't have been loving their grandchildren and up to pay a hostage ransom to get them out of jail in Canada.
Well, it's funny you say that because I've dealt with a lot of parents who and grandparents. The last 5 years, I specialize with a lot of seniors. But it's interesting to find out a lot of these parents have lost their house because it was during the heyday they had paid their house off. And so this house that they paid $75,000 now is worth $400,000. And their kid wanted to start a trucking company. And they took money, $250,000 out, $300,000 out for them.
Yeah.
I've actually sat through at signing tables where couples got divorced because for they were refinancing and the husband didn't realize there was $70,000 worth of credit card debt that the wife racked up until they went to go sign their loan paperwork.
Ew.
You know, so as much as we blame the banks and all that stuff, like that the Americans are not taking responsibility for the mistakes that they made.
I hear you. I hear you. William in Kent, I told you you're next. You're next. William, go ahead.
Well, welcome to the Great American Home Shuffle. And how that works is if you have a neighborhood and you have one side of the block and the other side of the block, one side paid $250,000 for their house, the other side paid $500,000 for their house. At what time are the people on the $500,000 going to say, wow, that $250,000 mortgage looks better than mine? So what you do is you do give up your home. Even though it's a transaction, you give it up. There's ways to get your credit score right back up to the 700, 800 score again. And if you look on the Internet, I'm sure you can find that. And then what you do is you go buy a home right now that's in the $250,000 and even better.
How do you get the loan to do that?
Well, what you do is your credit score will be damaged very badly.
Right.
And if you go online, there are credit companies, there are credit companies out there that will go in and challenge the credit on your account. And what they'll do is when they go to the TransUnion and all three credit unions, they are required to turn around and ask the TransUnion companies, all three credit bureaus, to prove that they have a bad credit on you. And the key there is they have to prove it. And if they can't prove it, they need to actually show the document.
So there's ways. There's credit bondo. There's credit credit fresh coat of paint. There's ways to do it. That sounds like most people would find that either difficult, impossible, or too complicated. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
And it works.
All right. Thank you. And it works. Rick in Gig Harbor thinks B of A is pulling something here. It's a settlement, but go ahead, Rick, quickly. I'm running out of time.
Well, hi, guys. 2010, we applied for the Making Homes Affordable because we were underwater, because my wife had lost her job. But for 2 years prior to us applying for it, we've been chipping away at our 401Ks, paying the penalty to take out money to make our mortgage payment. We'd been here for, at that point, 5 years, never missed a payment. And so we applied, talked with them. They took our application and said, yeah, we'll start working on this in about 2 or 3 weeks. You should hear from somebody. A month went by. We didn't hear from anybody. We called. They said, well, we're still getting the information together. We had to submit all kinds of paperwork, 90 days of pay stubs and such. And so then it went past 90 days. And they said, well, now that documentation you gave us is older than 90 days, you need to resubmit all of it again.
Oh, come on.
So we did. And
you feel like a hamster at this point, right?
We resubmitted that same information 3 times while they were working on it. 9 months after we applied, they sent us a letter that we were declined because we had never missed a mortgage payment. They could have told us that day one and said they stretched us out for 9 months to tell us they made a decision that we didn't qualify because we never missed a payment.
That sucks. All right, thank you. One more. I thought it might be refreshing to speak with Tom from Belleville. Tom from Belleville just refinanced his second home.
Fabulous for Tom.
I'm sure it was a difficult process, and I'm sure we'll feel a lot of sympathy for Tom, right?
Definitely.
Tom, how you doing?
That's what I thought you'd say.
Hey, I'm a blue-collar guy. I just pay attention to the old rules that I learned, like pay ahead, pay as much as you can. I scrapped and scrimped and side jobs. And then got stuck with a 575 mortgage from Bank of America and hated it. And finally, the HARP or HAMP program came open. Broker called me up, said, let's go. We did it. And as of yesterday afternoon, I have divorced that evil witch. I don't know why anybody would want to hang out with major banks in the first place. I've heard excuses. Oh, it's too hard. It takes too much time. Credit unions are where to go, way to get it. And if you, for those who are screwed now, I don't know what to say to them. I was kind of wondering what was the deal? I saw pictures in the paper of people standing with lawn mowing equipment saying they had a job. And they got home loans. That's all you needed back in the good old days. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Tom, you rock. And Tom, you illustrate the point that we came up a bit earlier with that woman who was like, I went back to my bank. Didn't you go to other banks? Go to your credit unions, shop around, do your due diligence. Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate your time.
Later. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7
KJR.
95.7 KJR.
It's an iHeartRadio ultimate experience. You could get the VIP treatment in London for the Summer Olympic Games.
I just won $1,000 on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm glad I got out of bed this morning.
Thanks!
Listen for the cue to call for the Team USA Olympic Adventure in London.
Thanks to the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Rules and more at 957KJR.com.
I told you that I went to get a checkup recently, and we've all done this. When you go to the doctor's office, it's terrible. The first thing they make you do is step on a scale, right? It's the last thing any of us want to do. With Healthy Trim, I don't mind stepping on a scale anymore. I'm actually looking forward to stepping on a scale. I try not to weigh myself every day because it's not like a minute-by-minute thing with Healthy Trim. I just, you know, take Healthy Trim in the morning, and I eat less throughout the day, and I've managed to lose nearly 40 pounds on the stuff. But when I'm at the doctor's office, I look down, bingo, another 2 pounds since the last time I checked. You can do this too, people. It's very easy. Anybody can do this, because if I can, trust me, anybody can do this. Take up Healthy Trims in the morning, eat less throughout the day, have a great energy boost from the natural green teas that are in the supplement. Go to HealthyTrim.com and check out all the success stories for yourself. It is guaranteed. If you don't like it, after 30 days, they'll give you your money back. And right now, if you call 855-888-TRIM, that's 855-888-TRIM, there's a special going on. Buy one, get one free. It's the easiest way anybody's ever found to lose weight. Trust me, it's working for me. It'll work for you. HealthyTrim.com, or you can find it at GNC stores nationwide.
Here's a little something to rev your engine.
Increase your way to $75,000 this month during the Brickyard Shootout at Tulalip Resort Casino. 12 lucky drivers will take the track each Monday for their chance at guaranteed cash, plus a trip to Indianapolis Speedway for the Brickyard 400. Find all the exciting details at TulalipCasino.com.
EMP Museum presents a head-banging new exhibit, AC/DC, Australia's Family Jewels. One of the hardest touring bands in the history of rock and roll, AC/DC has kept the wheels on the bus turning nonstop to bring electrifying stage antics, bad boy lyrics, and good hard rock and roll to diehard fans worldwide. AC/DC, Australia's Family Jewels, is the first exhibit to bring to life the history, creativity, and power of this legendary band. More than 400 items, including photographs, instruments, personal letters, and costumes. See Angus Young's schoolboy outfit, Bon Scott's Highway to Hell sweatshirt, and his last leather jacket. Don't miss AC/DC, Australia's Family Jewels at EMP Museum on its only North American tour stop. Tickets are just $15 online and includes entry to other EMP galleries. Order today at empmuseum.org and save. For those about to rock, we salute you.
In celebration of National Small Business Week, T-Mobile is offering special in-store events for local area small business owners. You'll learn from our experts about how our wireless expertise can complement your experience. Just attend one of these in-store events throughout the week of May 14th to hear about T-Mobile small business solutions, including how our latest 4G devices and applications can keep your business ahead of the game. And between now and June 10th, enter for a chance to win a T-Mobile small business mobile makeover with a grand prize package worth over $60,000. Including one free year of service, free 4G smartphones, 4G tablets, and more for up to 25 of your employees. At T-Mobile, we're proud to honor the drive and commitment of small businesses everywhere. So stop by, celebrate, and discover what T-Mobile can do for your business. Visit T-Mobile.com/small business to find where this exclusive event is happening near you. T-Mobile means better business. No purchase necessary to win. Sweepstakes begins May 7th. Open to U.S. businesses only. See official rules at T-Mobile.com/mobile makeover.
Mattress Discounters just opened 15 new locations, and we're celebrating with huge grand opening savings at every store. Save up to $400 on a Serta Perfect Sleeper. Save on a huge selection of Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Serta mattresses. Save on more mattresses than any other time of year. Look for the red tag and save. Mattress Discounters grand opening sale is on now.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Attention to detail separates the good from the great. A fact we kept firmly in mind when we gave Chrysler Town & Country the most standard features in its class. Including power sliding doors, standard leather, one-touch stow-and-go, a DVD screen to entertain you, and a Uconnect Media Center to inform you. The Chrysler Town & Country event. Trade in your vehicle and get 1,000 bonus cash when you buy a Town & Country.
Or instead, well-qualified lessees can get the 2012 Chrysler Town & Country Touring for $299 a month for 39 months with $29.99 due at lease signing. Tax, title, and license extra. Chrysler Group LLC Premium Minivan Segment Comparison of Base Models. Leather trim first and second rows. Must own vehicle 30 days prior to trade-in. See dealer for details. Call 1-888-CHRYSLER for lease details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by May 31st, 2012. Chrysler is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group LLC.
Join us at Macy's Downtown Seattle Saturday at 1 p.m. for a live performance by A.B. and the C, one of five finalists in Macy's iHeartRadio Rising Star Talent Search. Visit iHeart.com/Macy's to vote for your fave finalist through May 13th. And enter for the chance to win a VIP trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas to see the winner perform. Catch A.B. and the C Saturday, May 5th at 1 p.m. in M Style Lab on 4 at Macy's Downtown Seattle. Contest details online.
If you're thinking of selling your unwanted gold, silver, or jewelry, go to West Seattle Coins or Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you more money.
I got an idea for your next vacation. Nope, it is not Acapulco. No, it is not Vegas. Nope, it is not Puerto Vallarta. What about a place that won't let you miss Seattle? It is dark, rains all the time. What about London? Because, yes, you can win a trip to London to see the Olympics. Just listen weekdays at 10:35 a.m., 12:35 and 2:35 p.m. with the gorgeous Lori Bradley and 4:35 p.m. with the stupendous Steve Slayton for the Q2 call to win $1,000 and qualify for the Team USA Olympic Adventure. By the way, take your umbrella with you.
Traffic is brought to you by Sounders FC. Don't miss the four most exciting matches of the season. Pick up a four-match pack and join the Sounders as they take on the Portland Timbers, Vancouver Whitecaps, LA Galaxy, and Chelsea. Visit SoundersFC.com for details.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. Looks like we have still some pretty heavy traffic northbound 405 from the Valley Freeway into Newcastle. Friendly going to break up for you after Southeast 64th. Southbound 405, you are going to see heavy traffic from 527 all the way through Kirkland. And that friendly breaks up not even really until 520. That's when you're going to start to be able to go the speed limit. Northbound I-5 from the Michigan Curve to the Convention Center, also still a slow commute. Coming up on the Bob River Show, Alan White, the drummer for Yes, who worked with John Lennon.
You're listening to the Bob River Show
on 95.7
KJR.
Back, baby. Alan White, welcome back to the studio.
How are you?
Good. Alan White has just returned from racking up a gazillion frequent flyer miles. He's been around the world more than Hillary Clinton. He toured Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Indonesia, all these dates with Yes, and he's already hard at work volunteering his time back home to help make sure there are funds to keep music in our schools here in Washington State. Alan,
yeah.
I mean, you don't come back from one of these trips and go, ugh.
Well, that was kind of like it, but my wife's got all this stuff planned for me. So.
Oh.
You've met Jean.
In fact, yeah. I didn't know I was on the show until last night. She said, oh, I forgot to tell you, you're getting about me.
So what time is it for you in Jakarta right now?
Oh, boy, Jakarta's like, yes, tomorrow.
It's halfway around the world tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the interview's over. You did great. Well done.
So it's 10 p.m. on Thursday.
Something like that.
And do you want to know what Pedro said to me when he saw you in the hallway?
What?
Don't say it. He's my idol. Please.
He said, that's the most awake I've ever seen Alan White.
Because so it's already tomorrow.
Right? Hey, guess what? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, my jet lag's all over the place.
But it's 10 p.m. This is great. You should always come here from India.
Way good, cool.
Now, touring the world with Yes. And by the way, I never got a chance to tell you something. The last album you guys made with Benoit David.
Yeah.
The last album you made with him, I got to hear it. I got an advanced copy from you. Remember you loaned me one of those USB drives?
Oh, by the way, you owe me that stick back.
I'll give you a stick.
Whatever you give, Bobby keeps it.
I don't know if you... Thank you. I don't know if you knew this, but I became addicted to that album.
Oh, really?
I started hearing it and listening to it over and over again, and I would play it as bumper music for the show, and it just had a cool vibe to it.
Yeah, you got to listen to it a while.
It was one of those ethereal Yes kind of things.
Yeah, but you have to listen to it, and finally you kind of get it.
Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
I never heard it. Bob never brought that in for the rest of us to enjoy. He kept it at home.
Actually, I posted the stick at one of those web sharing sites, and everybody's got it.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Actually, we just heard from a record company that it sold a lot of records.
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. If you're a Yes fan, what was the name of the album again?
A Fly From Here. We Can Fly From Here.
It was wicked. Remember? We loved it.
It was wicked good,
mm-hmm.
as we used to say in Boston.
That's
you ever
wicked
heard that
good, yeah. Wicked
that's not
good.
Quite the meaning of the album.
Wicked meaning good.
Yeah.
Wicked, like, is one of Jody's favorite words.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, if you have a little of it, Pedro, we can knock on that. Now, Benoit David.
Yeah.
Is not with Yes anymore.
No.
Yes has always got a cast of characters moving in and out. By the way, I don't know if you know, but we had an interview with John Anderson.
I heard about that.
You did, yes. Mm-hmm. And it was fun because we talked about you.
Oh, I know. Well, John seems to always talk about me. Actually, John and myself got on great.
And you know what? I got that from him. Yep. He was. What he said? Was. He. Yeah. We had him laughing.
Oh well, that's good. Yeah.
He was like, "What did we ask that
if he wanted one of our Chris Squire pinatas we were marketing?"
No, that wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
Yeah, that might take a while to get a laugh out of him.
No, I think I said it was something about you guys getting together. And I asked it in a very non, you know, threatening or I want to know any dirt kind of a way. But I asked him something like that. And there was a pause and he laughed and he said, "You'll be the first to know."
Oh, I see. If he was coming to do a reunion kind of thing.
Which he should do. I mean, I was.
It's a possibility. People have been talking about it. Yeah. And so we'll see if that happens. Well, but the new guy, we're all happy.
Either way, you guys are always great. I mean, I think it's the songs, it's the band. John has a unique voice, but, you know, a lot of people can sing in that range. And so look at Foreigner, how good they sound.
That tends to be the fact we wear them out.
You do wear them out. What happened to Benoit? The rumors were that he wore out his voice because he was never used to touring.
We were doing a European tour, and we got the last three shows, and he just couldn't keep in key, and he said, "I can't sing anymore."
Wow!
And we put him through, specialists, doctors, and all this kind of stuff.
Is it like a hitter who goes into a slump?
Yeah.
Well, you go through singers like Rod Stewart goes through wives.
Exactly.
His wives don't have to sing; they just have to do the thing behind that song.
most people's range within a certain amount. John starts at that range.
And the new singer has something totally in common with John Anderson.
Oh, totally. It's very, very strange.
He's difficult to work with?
No.
He already hates you?
His name's John.
No. It could be all of those, but none of that. He's the sweetest guy. He never says a word, just does his job, and he's just really, really cool
guy. What's his name, John?
His first name is John, spelled like John Anderson, with no H. And his second name is like Anderson with a son on the end. This is Davidson, which is Benoit.
John Davidson.
Which Benoit David's second name.
And I'll tell you, if you want to see something, and I'm sure Yes doesn't authorize these, so you can close your ears, Alan, but if you go on YouTube and you look at like stuff from the Perth, Australia shows, there are some pretty good quality files. This guy, he can sing.
Right, I hate playing these files because they're shot with someone's cell phone, but let's get a little taste. And if it's really bad, I won't.
Okay.
But go ahead. A castle in the mountains where you clone John Anderson? Do you have like an army of John Anderson?
In its entirety, that'd be hard to do.
This guy sounds great.
John
actually
is like, he sings kind of like so much like John, but he has his own way of singing that he puts his character.
So do you have like five more, like John Robinson, John Davidson, John Masterson?
That is a swigger. He used to be in a band around this area, and he lived in Seattle for a while.
Was he Sky Cries Mary?
Sky Cries Mary.
That was an awesome band.
Tim in Renton, welcome to the Bob River Show. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Great. On the road, running around. I have to stop on the side of the road to talk to you.
Yeah, what kind of a day you having?
Oh, man, a wicked day with all those great people y'all have on today.
You enjoying the show?
Enjoying the show.
It's a good show?
I'm sorry?
It's a good show, right?
It's great. Wicked.
He said it twice. He's got to jump through hoops, man.
Jody said it five times. I wanted him to go
twice.
I'm sorry.
All right. What do you have for a prize? Go ahead, there, Eric. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Tim, I've got you a pair of tickets to the AC/DC exhibit at the EMP happening now through September 29th.
Great, thank you.
Wicked.
Thank you. All right. I love how Alan's like, the record's not wicked. I was like, don't worry about it.
It's a contest.
Well, I knew how you meant it.
So, all right. You've been traveling all over the world. Gigi stay home the whole time?
Yes, she came to New Zealand and Australia. And nice. Then we ended in Hawaii, actually. So oh. she came out to Hawaii. So she missed.
So she skipped all the terrorism countries.
Right. Wow. Dude. I've got a very small wife.
You do. Yeah, very.
And but talk to me a little about Australia and New Zealand, English-speaking countries, and very yeah. beautiful places. Someone from England yeah, would well, vacation
the,
there, right?
Yeah, it's like fall down there now, so the weather's pretty much similar to where it is here. Well, it was in the 70s pretty much every day. But somebody, the routing was incredible, went from Auckland, New Zealand. And the first gig in Australia was in Perth, which is on the other side. And then we came back to the East Coast. And we played a festival called the Byron Bay Festival. And there was 100,000 people. Fantastic.
Lovely,
it
yeah.
It was just a really
What's it feel like to see a sea of 100,000 people come to
well,
see
Well, that's small. The biggest one we did was
It feels like not enough.
Not coming back here anytime soon.
The biggest one we did was Rock
Is that all you've got?
Biggest one we did was actually Rock and Rio. That's 350,000
people.
So that's
Rio,
huge.
That's you where Steven Tyler almost killed himself in the shower, right? Same place, right? Did you stay in that room?
Same thing. Very actually, slippery. I saw him last week. I was doing Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp in L.A. He was part of the camp.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That's neat that you guys give back like that. Because he doesn't have to do it. Of course, he's in L.A. for American Idol.
Yeah.
And it's a cool thing. Do you ever meet someone at Rock and Roll Fantasy? How many years have you been doing that? A lot of years, right?
Well, not so much years. I've done about 9 of them.
9 times. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Did anybody who went to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp ever change his name to John and join your band?
No.
John Miltonson.
John Fitzgerald.
John Waffleson.
No. Well, these people pay a lot of money to sit in a
room. To be in a room with you. Yeah.
For 5 days, and you got to teach them the ropes. And you get, like, CEOs from companies who think they're the bee's knees guitar players. And they kind of come in, watch this. And you have to tell them they suck, basically.
Yeah. You got to be honest. Right.
They pay for that, huh?
But you also want to tell them something to help them get better. So without us paying you the dough, what do you typically tell someone who wants to drum that you meet at one of these camps and you see them and they're okay, but you want to give them something they can take home so they got their money's worth? What do you tell them often?
Yeah, well, I had 2 drummers this time, and I usually it's a band thing more than just a drummer. You tell them, you know, you can't let everybody else down. I mean, if you're in a band, you got to look around you, people you're playing with, you got to listen to them. Number one, don't start playing by yourself and then hope everybody joins you. You listen to the whole band, and that's the only way to make good music, make this work. And don't come in late. If you come in late, you're letting the band down. Chris Squire should have learned that lesson.
Has Chris ever been to one of your Rock and Roll Fantasy Camps? Might be good.
He actually came to one as a walk-through guest. They have guests like every day that walk through.
This person has only agreed to walk through.
Right.
Yeah, except they have to learn a song that the walk-through person does, but nobody wanted to go near yes song. Right.
The Synergia show is this Saturday night at the Paramount Theater. It's quite a special show. Vicky Martinez, who's now a superstar from The Voice, and yet many people know her for many, many years, knocking around Tacoma and knocking around the Puget Sound and being authentic and great.
Great voice.
Brad, which features...
Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam.
And several others.
Sean Smith.
Right.
Yeah.
Star Anna, who just recorded at my house.
Really?
A Bob's Garage house concert.
Well, I've never heard a song interested in seeing
her. We'd like to get Yes to do one of those. I know the last time we did something with Chris Squire, he hated me because it was not... we were like... You know, we were trying to do stuff, and it wasn't rehearsed, and it was just jamming and kind of goofy.
Yeah, you just kind of say that, and he goes, who?
Good, good. Oh, so he doesn't even have it doesn't care about me enough to hate me? I love it. Because we got to get it back and do it right. We have to do the Bob's Garage with Yes.
Exactly.
Star Anna, Howard Leese, and many more great artists. Are your band...
The white band I have around here. My lead singer, who's a girl, because she sings a lot
Robin.
Of kind of Robin. Oh. She sings Yes songs, and she's got a high voice, and she sounds like Joan. So except
is it Joan? Joan Linderson? Is
Robin Johnderson.
Except she's 7 months pregnant, and she's singing America.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I said please, please, please don't something don't happen on stage.
Don't have a preemie. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that would ruin it. So this show, and by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, that would ruin the show for sure. What,
if it happened on stage.
Well, I sure hope that baby doesn't pop out.
What a
really
YouTube
ruin the
video,
whole show.
Though. Hey.
Well, it's a pretty high song to sing when you're in some of those.
It would totally take the spotlight off of Tanning Lady. So this is a great thing, what you guys are doing, because this raises money for Music Matters.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't know, music gets cut from school programs. It's one of the fastest thing cut because it isn't part of the testing. It isn't part of the, you sure. know, they don't test kids to see if they get a music score to get funding. And unfortunately, schools are all about government funding. And so what you guys are doing to make sure that we keep music and the arts alive in Washington State is very laudable.
Fundraising events, and the license plate issue went through. So
yeah, you've been out by a Music Matters license plate.
Music Matters.
You know, I don't have one yet. I need to do that.
Yeah, you should get one. But it's and all the extra money you pay for a specialized license
plate. Can I get 90210? Can I get that license plate?
You could, sure, or you could get 90125.
90125.
You could do that, too. Unless you like the Beverly
Hills.
What
was their album?
90125.
90125.
90210 is that show from
And
Beverly
that's what
Hills.
Bob wants.
Oh, I don't want that.
You like Brenda, right?
It doesn't.
90125. What was 90125? Was that a zip code?
That was with Trevor Rabin in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
That album's, I think it's close to 14, 15 million now.
Okay. I enjoyed the last album so much, and I know it sold reasonably well. And a lot of classic rock artists, you know, they can't sell a lot of albums, even though the fans freaking love them. You know, older people don't buy music that much. But are you going to make another one? You got to make another one with this guy.
Well, there's been talk of doing a sequel when we get, you know, we're touring this summer, by the way, which is.
Yeah, it'll be in the backyard August 12th, right? Yeah. Snoqualmie with Procol Harum.
Procol Harum opening for us, so should be interesting.
Well, that'd be a great time. You can record it at my house. Well, do one of those albums like where you do it in a week.
Yeah, I keep saying to myself, how many times can I listen to White Shade of Pale?
Keep asking yourself that. You're going to find out.
Now, were they on the Australian leg, or is this just for the U.S.?
Just for the summer.
Just for the summer?
We start in Atlantic City, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan White, he's our rock star. He's Seattle's reigning rock star in terms of longevity, which is probably a way of saying he's old. But he's a great guy. He contributes to the community. He tours the world. He's in one of the greatest bands of all time. And the fact that you come and visit us, really, we really appreciate it.
No, we have lots of fun.
All right.
Yes, it's sounding amazing right now.
This entire Alan White push for Music Matters and Synergia was brought to you by McClendon Hardware, fine folks, and Muckleshoot Casino. The Tanning Mom doll is available, folks. If you want this thing instead of Malibu Barbie, we're going to put a link to it at bobrivers.com. Alan, we do a last word at the end of the day. It could be any word in the English language. And if you say the word, it'll be the contest winner for tomorrow, first person who hears the word on the show. So with all your global travels and all that you've been through, any word, pull any word out of the English language and make it the last word of the day.
Abnormal.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
I love playing these for you. You got to love this.
This is Kim, and I just want to let you know that I lost 60 pounds thanks to Healthy Trim. Well, I gained 49 pounds after my pregnancy, and I knew I was going to have trouble taking it off. And I heard about Healthy Trim, so I ordered Healthy Trim, and not only did I lose the 49 pounds, I lost an additional 10 pounds on top of that. So I'm even thinner now than I was before I got pregnant. I've tried a lot of other diets and diet pills in the past, and a lot of the pills made your heart jittery and racy, and Healthy Trim doesn't do that. It suppresses my appetite with giving me energy. I still enjoy all the foods I love. I just find myself eating a lot less. If you were skeptical about trying Healthy Trim, listen, I'm a believer. I lost 60 pounds. You owe it to yourself to try this product.
Thanks, Kim. That's amazing. Do what I did, folks. Call 855-888-TRIM. That's 855-888-TRIM. And take advantage of the buy one, get one free offer. Or go online to healthytrim.com. Healthy Trim, let's get high school skinny.
We are on a mission to find the exciting, the intense, the truly memorable flavors from around the world and bring them to the American deli. We call them Boar's Head Bold. Our bold mission first takes us to Jamaica, where the exceptional jerk spices gave us the idea for Boar's Head Jerk Turkey. On to Brazil, where a blend of jalapeno, chipotle, and habanero open our eyes to Boar's Head 3-Pepper Colby Jack. Next, we find ourselves in a small town in Mexico, where the unique smoky taste of chipotle peppers inspired Boar's Head Chipotle Chicken. But our mission has just begun. Wherever big, exciting flavors are to be found, we're bringing them back from the four corners of the earth to the deli on your corner. Discover bold flavor. Boar's Head Bold.
Try a slice of Boar's Head premium deli meats and cheeses in select supermarkets, gourmet stores, and fine eateries.
Honey, why is all the pasta in the drain?
My glasses were all steamed up. I couldn't see the strainer.
Are you ever going to call LASIK Plus?
But I have astigmatism, and LASIK's a little scary.
LASIK Plus can treat nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. Plus, they use only board-certified surgeons, so there's nothing to fear.
Impressive.
And with an exclusive network of experienced surgeons at LASIK Plus, you can get 20/20 vision or better.
Better than 20/20 vision? That must be expensive.
It's totally affordable. LASIK Plus will even guarantee a financing offer.
Great. Let's call right now and order some takeout while we're at it.
Schedule your free LASIK exam today and save $500 off your procedure. Call 800-501-2020 or visit LASIKPlusOnline.com. Hurry. Offer expires May 31st. Save $500. Call 800-501-2020 today. 20/20 vision not guaranteed. Glasses may still be needed. As with any surgery, there are risks and possible complications. Visit LASIKPlusOnline.com.
The Bremerton Symphony's season finale on Saturday, May 12th, brings the spirit of a Parisian spring to Bremerton with César Franck's deliciously Gaelic-flavored symphony in D minor. Visit BremertonSymphony.org for details. Bremerton Symphony, always worth the drive.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm your Fox Wednesday tour guide, and I am so excited, my heart just might stop. Oh, no, there's a light. Clear! I'm back. Hold on tight. We are in for an epic night as the final four take the stage in American Idol's most unpredictable season ever.
That was amazing.
Who will you vote for? Philip, Polly, Jessica, or Joshua?
It's in your hands, America.
Oh, the American Idol top four. Now that is some juicy stuff. Speaking of juicy, I sent Ryan Seacrest some pics of myself. Turned out that was wrong. Any lawyers here on the tramp?
An all-new episode of American Idol begins tonight at 8 on Q13 Fox. And then Q13 Fox News at 10 with David Rose and Maria Arcega-Dunn.
When you pick stories that are going into our newscast, it's about you. It's about your life and how it affects you.
The stories we cover are the stories you're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Q13 Fox News at 10. Watch and see the difference.
This is Yes. Live in concert. What you can't see. Yes, in a classic combination with special guest Procol Harum. Skip the life and then go. Together on stage. August 12th, live at Snoqualmie Casino Mountain View Plaza. Yes. With special guest, Procol Harum. August 12th, Snoqualmie Casino, Mountain View Plaza. Tickets are on sale now at snowcasino.com and ticketmaster.com. Yes, and special guest, Procol Harum.
How much food and money are you throwing out because of freezer burn? Help prevent freezer burn and save up to $2,700 a year with the Food Saver vacuum sealing system. Savings based on buying in bulk, on sale, and eliminating waste. The Food Saver brand, America's number one vacuum sealing system, locks out moisture while sealing in flavor to help keep food fresh up to five times longer. And now you can save even more. Enjoy $10 off any Food Saver appliance and $2 off any Food Saver heat seal bag or roll only at Target.
Karen, I had a really great time tonight.
Oh, well, thanks, Jeff. I enjoyed myself, too. Maybe I'll give you a call sometime.
That would be great. Do you think maybe I could come in?
Yeah. You know? No. It's not like I don't like you.
Just for a bit.
It's just that I'm out of your network.
Out of network? Just for a cup of coffee, or...
No.
Can I use your bathroom?
Good night, Jeff. If this feels like your current dental plan, smile wide with Delta Dental. Visit DeltaDentalWA.com and see how the widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist.
Hi, Mr. Park. Are you here for your cleaning?
Yep. So glad you're in network. Hey, you free for lunch?
Sorry. I don't eat. Ever.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental gives you the widest...